Florida lawmakers want more people to be able to report drug or alcohol overdoses without fear of retaliation. The effort comes after the high-profile death of a college student and as the state's opioid-related deaths continue to rise. I'm Kate Payne. Senator Jeff Brandis, a St. Petersburg Republican, wants to prevent what he sees as senseless drug and alcohol-related overdoses.
Senators, in a majority of overdose situations, a friend or family member is present to intervene and save a life. However, when someone in America overdoses, a call for help occurs less than 50% of the time. And the primary reason a call is not made is due to fear of arrest or police involvement.
And there can be consequences.
Fear of losing public housing, among people who inject drugs, fear of arrest, incarceration for outstanding warrants, or violating their parole or probation have also been cited as reasons for not calling 911 during an overdose event.
Florida already has a Good Samaritan law that provides some amnesty for people who are carrying drugs. But Brandis wants to expand it and shield users from arrest as well as charges. He wants to protect onlookers from the consequences, so they have no reason not to call 911.
So Senate Bill 970 extends immunity of arrest, including alcohol-related overdoses, and expands a list of crimes from which a person may receive immunity to include possession of alcoholic beverage by a person under 21, first-degree murder involving unlawful distribution of a controlled substance, and controlled substance or drug paraphernalia offense to someone who, in good faith, seeks help for someone who's experiencing an overdose.
Brandis says his measure is about saving lives. The effort comes after the alcohol-related death of Andrew Coffey, a student at Florida State University. He died in November at an off-campus fraternity party. According to a grand jury investigation, the fraternity members waited 11 minutes before calling 911 after they found Coffey unresponsive. FSU president and former state senator John Thrasher told reporters at the time that the culture has to change.
There will need to be a new normal for Greek life at the university. There must be a new culture for our students, and they must participate in creating that culture.
This also comes as the state's opioid-related deaths continue to climb. Here's Brandis again.
In 2016, we had almost 4,000 deaths related to the opioid crisis. With 10 Floridians losing their lives a day. I have said many times that I think we should be focused on less deaths, and I think that's what this bill really is the primary focus on to do.
With overdose reversal drugs like naloxone becoming more available, Brandis says the deaths are senseless, and it's something that's becoming an everyday occurrence for some first responders in the state. Wellington Democratic Representative Matt Wilhite is also a firefighter. He says the exposure to death and trauma is haunting.
But feel the effects on first responders and how they have to deal with that time after time after time.
Just last year, lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to crack down on opioid dealers. Under the bill, which is now law, people who sell fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid, can be charged with first-degree murder when their users die of an overdose. At the time, Senator Dennis Baxley, a Lady Lake Republican, shared the thoughts of his son, who's a deputy sheriff.
Dad, could you please make sure they do something about this fentanyl? It is killing people. They're dropping dead everywhere. We can't go home without dealing with this. This is epidemic proportion. People who are selling this are tantamount to contributing to murders.
A year later, Brandis's Senate Bill 970 would protect those dealers from prosecution and arrest. At the time of this report, the Florida Sheriff's Association and the state's attorney general haven't taken a public stance on Brandis's bill. And so far, only one senator has voted against it, Republican Denise Grimsley of Lake Placid. The bill has one more committee stop before it heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.